The Leader's Guidelines to University Students. President Ahmadinejad's condemnation of what he calls Western totalitarianism. The warning of Iran's judiciary head against any foreign military aggression. Leader of the Islamic Revolution says the so-called brain drain from the country mostly happens because of the false promises given overseas. Addressing thousands of university students in Tehran on Sunday, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said, most of these promises are tainted with anti-Iran motives. The leader underlined that religious and divine motives can make expatriate elites return home, as some of them have actually done so to serve their country. The leader further laid emphasis on unity and spiritual purity in the society, saying, the society won't be purified by pressure and radical moves. Elsewhere in his remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei highlighted the importance of cultural products, saying the necessary infrastructure should be established to that end. The leader continued by highlighting the presence of university students in popular and student circles abroad could play a key role in promoting the messages of the revolution. He said, universities are the target of enemy plots, so due regard should be paid to the issue of discipline at universities. Nevertheless, Ayatollah Khamenei underlined that going to extremism is not the right way to deal with disciplinary matters. The leader then stressed the need for freedom of thought in universities, saying debates should be held there over various issues. Ayatollah Khamenei urged students to distance themselves from political wrangling in the country, adding that differences of opinion should not lead to divisions and friction. The leader then urged students to analyze and adopt a stance on key issues facing the country, including the Tehran Declaration, the UN Security Council resolution and sanctions on the country, and Washington's unilateral sanctions against Tehran. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad participated in a ceremony on Sunday to unveil a new domestically made drone in a ceremony marking National Defense Industry Day. The drone named the Karar is capable of carrying rockets for missions against ground targets. Iran's defense industries have demonstrated spectacular progress in the recent years. Iran had previously inaugurated the production line of two other domestically built surveillance drones named Rad and Nazir. It has also launched numerous domestically built armaments, including aerial and seaborne military vehicles such as submarines, combat frigates, and various types of missiles. Addressing the same ceremony on National Defense Industry Day, President Ahmadinejad lauded Iran's defense capabilities, describing the country as standing against Western totalitarianism. The president said Iran's defensive capacity should reach the point where no adversary could threaten the country's sovereignty. He said Iran should also strive to become a defensive shield for all the oppressed nations of the world. Ahmadinejad added that defending the Islamic Revolution and the guardianship of jurisprudence in Iran would help eradication of tyranny from the world. Criticizing the hegemonic power's dominance over the world, the Iranian president said, a handful of expansionist powers wage wars and kill millions of people to ensure their economic profits. Iran's judiciary head has slammed the U.S. double standard policy towards Iran, saying this illogical approach is certainly unacceptable. In a meeting on Sunday with Iranian judiciary officials, Ayatollah Sadegh Mollah Rijani said, the U.S. government deceitfully speaks of negotiations while threatening Iran with further economic sanctions and military attacks. The judiciary head added that the intensified U.S. and Israeli war rhetoric has nothing new to Iran, since the country has been facing similar threats for more than 30 years. Warning against any military aggression against the country, he stressed that Iran's response will not be confined to its borders. He also vowed that Western-imposed sanctions and threats will only promote the Iranian nation's development. Meanwhile, the Speaker of Iran's Majlis, or the Parliament, stressed that the country is interested in holding negotiations with all world states, except the U.S. and Israel. Ali Larijani told the legislative body on Sunday that the U.S. government thinks its overstatements about Iran will bear fruits. Larijani urged the U.S. to pay attention to the results of opinion polls, which indicates that Iran's civilian nuclear program is not perceived as a threat to the global community. He pointed out that recent surveys by the University of Maryland in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Morocco, Lebanon, and the UAE showed that 88% of the respondents regard Israel as a danger to the region, while 77% believe the U.S. poses danger to the world peace. Pakistani officials announced that the world has given or pledged more than $800 million to help the country cope with